Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I've often talked about how much of a pay-per-view buyer I am. Take that any way you want it. But I'll tell you how I take it. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Fastest VPN on the planet, global server network, all that good stuff. That's great. But a big reason why I got NordVPN.com/Fightful is all the pay-per-views I buy, all the money we're spending. We're trying to control costs as a company, as a household. You can get those UFC pay-per-views at a fraction of the price you're paying here in America. Plus, you can get all kinds of great content that you wouldn't normally see thanks to those services as well. Shows that are on overseas services, things that you want to watch a little bit early so you get on that UK time and watch them. Being able to change the interfaces of things like the WWE Network, maybe you don't like Peacock, anything like that. NordVPN.com/Fightful gives you that ability while having the fastest VPN on the planet. Also, you just get so much more out of your internet experience with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Subscribe to Fight and AEW Plus. Watch AEW without commercials. Watch bare knuckle boxing. Watch UFC pay-per-views, boxing pay-per-views at the rates they're getting over in the UK. Change your virtual location with just one click. And hey, if you need any help using it, they got that 24/7 tech support. NordVPN.com/Fightful.
Hey, what's up, everyone? It's Iridian Fierro here for Fightful, and my guest at this time, if you didn't know, now you know, this is the JCW champion, one half of the GCW tag champions, Jordan Oliver. Jordan, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm a bit tired from GCW yesterday and freelance the day before, but we're here.
You're a busy man.
A little. A little bit busy.
So the first time that I saw you, it was like in 2020 at an AAW show.
Oh, my God.
It was in Logan Square Auditorium. It's insane. The first time I was like, wow, really talented guy. And the fact that you've just been able to make yourself such a great singles competitor, a tag competitor, just be in factions. Did you think that you would be where you are today from 2 years ago?
It's interesting. First, if you put like a picture of that guy and then a picture of this guy, you probably like, ooh, that was that. I do have a lot of confidence in myself.
Yeah.
I really do feel like I was born to be a wrestler. I didn't know this is where I'd be.
Yeah.
But I felt I would always be successful.
You feel in place.
Yeah.
I think that's fantastic, and you really do have a lot of confidence, and I do like that the way you speak, you're super well-spoken. You are just a great supporter of the indies.
Yes,
so
yes,
what
yes.
has being a wrestler in the indies meant to you?
Oh, it's been the big blessing of my life.
Yeah.
Without indie wrestling, I don't know what I would be doing. And I know that maybe I could be wrestling on TV.
I
could be doing other stuff. But I just think the heart, the blood, the professional wrestling. This is professional wrestling, you know. Wrestling in bars, VFWs.
Yeah.
I love this.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's super well-rounded. Like you said, bars, you know. You've wrestled in a lot of places.
Yeah,
do you have one that's probably, do you have one that's the weirdest place that you've wrestled in? I know a lot of wrestlers say like backyard, but that's kind of standard
now, right?
It's not so
weird
though,
right? It's kind of common. Recently I wrestled in Tony Deppen's brewery on a mat, that was just like a small mat.
Oh.
I had four matches in one day at this brewery for Mike Bailey. And in between each match, we had to play Jenga.
Oh.
So that's my weirdest wrestling experience of all time.
Fun in between the fun, right?
Yeah, it was so hard.
So let's talk a little bit about Alex Shelley.
He has
really taken you under his wing. What have you learned from him, or what advice has he given you from being in a tag team and for being a singles competitor?
So something that Alex Shelley has really, like, implemented, especially for me and Nick Wayne both, is just controlling the room.
Mm.
We're young wrestlers. A lot of times you're slow down. Actually, I heard this so much time early in my career, right? Slow down, think about it so much, whatever.
Yeah.
But Alex Shelley has given us the confidence to kind of take our time.
Yeah.
Find a rhythm. Like, me and Nick Wayne are stars.
Yeah.
We're young, but we're stars, and we can control a room. And he really gave us this confidence, I believe.
And you mentioned Nick Wayne.
Yes.
So let's talk about him a little
bit.
He is currently signed to AEW, so, you know, congratulations to him. And do you have your eye on any company? You know, Nick is in AEW. Are you thinking, like, okay, well, maybe I could go to AEW? Or is that not even crossing your mind? Or are you thinking about different promotions possibly?
So recently I said, like, I'm not in a rush to find any contract.
Yeah.
But
okay,
I will sign anywhere if I get to tag with my little brother, Nick Wayne. My main goal in wrestling is to wrestle for New Japan Pro Wrestling full-time.
Okay.
But if I can tag with Nick Wayne, I will do it. This is my favorite thing in professional wrestling. I've never felt so alive, so perfect, in my place with my brother in my corner.
And I'm glad that you mentioned New Japan Pro Wrestling, because you guys just made your debut over there.
Yeah, and together. We had to do it together.
So talk to me a little bit about that. How was that?
This was insane because so we had done a Japan tour with GCW maybe a year ago now. After the last match, Desperado comes up to us, and he's telling us very nice things and whatever. Hopefully we can bring you to New Japan. Mm-hmm.
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day, and Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know, nothing really, but...
Yeah.
And then for a year later, me and Nick Wayne to wrestle against Desperado in a New Japan ring. I mean, this is a dream come true, really.
Yeah.
A dream come true for us.
So you were able to check that off your bucket list.
Yep, hell yeah.
And do you have any other goals within New Japan? I know you said you want to be there full time, but anything else with New Japan that you might want to do over there?
In New Japan, as far as things go, I really want to wrestle for the best of the Super Juniors.
Mm.
I would love to. If I can wrestle for the Super Juniors, I want the Super Junior title.
Yeah.
If I can win the Super Junior title, I want to wrestle in the G1.
Yes.
If I can wrestle in the G1, I want to be the World Heavyweight Champion.
You're like, I want to be the best.
Yeah, my goal in wrestling is to be the very best of all time.
This is what
I want.
And you're confident enough to do it.
I'm going to try.
Fantastic.
I'm going to give it my best try.
So you do take a lot of pride in, like we talked about, being in the indies.
Yeah.
Where do you see the indies being in a couple of years? Or where do you want it to be?
Independent wrestling right now is so weird because we do have a lot of big promotions and things like this, but... I had this, like, thought during COVID. Okay, maybe when we come back from COVID, the live house will be a lot more because people have been stuck in their houses.
Yeah.
And this has happened. We've come back, and now we're... Before COVID, normal indie show, 200 people, 300 people. Every show I'm wrestling at now is 500 or more, usually.
That's
but...
Insane.
the streaming numbers are down, and I think this is because people have been stuck in their homes watching the streams, so now they're at the shows. So we're in a weird place where, like, unless the live show is good, people, I don't know if people are actually watching.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that in the next few years, independent wrestling get back to that boom that we had in, like, 2010 or 12, where there's a bunch of stars, there's a bunch of good promotions, and people are watching. I mean, at that time, you have Adam Cole. Yeah. Everybody that's on AEW, they're is wrestling there, at that time. And I'm hoping we can get the independents back to that.
That's awesome. And, you know, I hope it is able to get back to that point. Like I said before, you are super, so well-spoken. And I know you are really, you just take pride in, like, the locker room and helping people out. Talk to me a little bit about how you want that backstage culture to be like.
I just think that the most important thing in wrestling, and it's missing usually, especially amongst young talent, is honesty.
Okay.
A lot of times you'll come back from your match and, not me, someone will go, how'd my match go? And the person will go, it was fine. It was good. It was okay. But no feedback, you know?
Yeah.
Because they're scared to hurt people's feelings or they don't want to get into an argument. But I think it's very important to be honest and just keep it real. So that's what I implement.
Yeah.
Anytime someone asks me how the match went, I tell them, no matter what the case was, good, bad, create normal, indifferent.
Yeah.
If there's a small thing that I think we can do better, I will comment on
this.
Yeah,
you say it.
I think you need to, especially for young talent.
Yeah.
So this is how I try to do it.
That's amazing. Let's talk about this outfit.
I
am such a fan of you coming out in suits. I saw you at the show yesterday, and I was like, okay, full-on suit. It was really hot in there.
It was okay. I felt fine.
It was a steamy arena, okay? I was there the whole time. It was a little steamy situation going on. What made you not want to come out in just your wrestling gear? You're just like, okay, now this is going to be me, super profesh, formal.
Yeah,
talk to me about that.
Okay, so maybe 6 months ago, I started thinking, like, oh, like, indie wrestling again. Indie wrestling, everyone looks like just, like, bummy. Like, we show up in workout gear. It's no issues to people that do this. But I started thinking, like, I want to hold myself to a higher standard. I know that I have influence amongst my locker room. People maybe not look up to me, but in a way look up to me, I don't know.
Yeah.
I want to set a standard for the younger talent. And guys like Cody Rhodes very much inspired me. And this is a weird one.
Cody
Future
inspired
me a ton.
Okay.
I love the idea that someone like Future can be like a party guy, have fun, do whatever he wants, and still be very always professional and look very nice.
Yeah.
So that's what inspired me.
Yeah.
And honestly, since then, I feel like people have taken me a lot more serious.
Yeah.
Even though I am only 24 and I'm young, dumb, and broke, I have this reputation of I don't know what.
Yeah.
But I feel like this has helped me so much. And I love to dress like this.
That's
I
so
love, I don't
amazing.
I feel comfortable. I don't feel weird.
You look good, you feel good, right?
Thank you so much.
I know that you mentioned Future, and I know you're wearing headphones.
Yes.
Talk to me a little about the music that goes into the mind of Jordan Oliver. Yeah.
I love all sorts of music, an insane amount of music. I love hip-hop. I love pop.
Okay.
I love... I don't even know the amount. If I pulled my playlist out,
you're like, it's random.
What is all of this stuff? But Future is definitely my favorite artist right now.
Oh my God!
I love J. Cole a lot. I love so many different people. It's
kind
of hard to like throw
narrow
them
it down.
Head.
Yeah. Well, Jordan, thank you so much for joining me.
Yes.
We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And you know, continue having your success. And I'm super excited. Maybe you'll be in New Japan.
Yes.
For long term.
Let's go.
Yeah.
I'm coming for that belt.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.